This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The brutal heat is breaking all kinds of records, and now a new study is beginning to answer the question, what's going on?
Scientists with World Weather Attribution found that record-breaking heat waves in the American Southwest and Southern Europe were virtually impossible without climate change that has been increasing heat since the mid-1800s. Using tree rings and other stand-ins for temperature records, climate scientists found unusually strong heat waves are becoming more common and say this month is likely the hottest Earth has been in about 120,000 years. I'm Jennifer King.
Texas is pushing back against Washington now that the Justice Department's filed suit over a floating barrier on the Rio Grande.
The governor said, "See you in court." White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Justice Department is doing just that.
They also will see Governor Abbott in court for his unlawful actions.
What makes it illegal for the governor to block the river?
Making it difficult to access the river, patrol the area, that's what he's doing. And arrest individuals who attempt to enter the country unlawfully.
There were also environmental concerns expressed by some officials and complaints about other anti-migrant efforts, like razor wire strung across private property. Governor Abbott, in a letter to the president, says he has the right to defend his state's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The UN says its staff at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant reports seeing anti-personnel mines around the site. The power plant's occupied by the Russians. Organizers of the 2024 Olympics in Paris have unveiled the design for the torch that will carry the Olympic flame around France. It's a sleek, silver-colored cylinder of recycled steel. Gas is $3.63 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to crime victims and the bills they have to pay.
Programs that are supposed to help crime victims can leave them fronting the bills. Thousands of crime victims every year are confronted with the difficult financial reality of state compensation programs that are billed as safety nets to offset costs like funerals, medical care, relocation, and other needs. Many programs require victims to pay for those expenses first and exhaust all means of payment before they reimburse costs, often at rates that don't fully cover expenses. The programs often struggle under unstable funding that leave their budgets vulnerable to shortages and the changing priorities of lawmakers. Well-intentioned prison and criminal justice reforms aimed at reducing incarceration have caused shortfalls in some states that rely heavily on court or prison fines and fees for funding. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.